Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is a fan-made podcast. We are in no relation to Hasbro, Bat in the Sun, or Bloodline in the Grid, or any affiliations of that sort. We do this because we love it, and we love you. It's Morphin time. Enjoy.
Dr. K's workshop, we see Trish and Dr. K finishing off the weapon to destroy the ooze around Jack, Raphael, and Maria. At the med bay, we see the others resting after facing the Cyber Rangers and Arachnator.
How long until is it finished?
Just a couple more minutes, Trish.
Okay, Dr. K.
Back in the med bay, the other Rangers are being looked over by Miss Fairweather.
Oh boy, you Rangers are really lucky that you only got a couple of cuts and bruises.
That is true, no matter what, we will fight until the end, am I right? Oh yeah. I never back down. To no one. But we have to get Maria, Raph, and Jack out of that ooze.
Yeah, but how?
We see Tammy in her room, worried about Alex.
Why did you have to go on your own, Alex? And where did you go?
The other side of the CC lookout, Randy, James, and William are working on something.
We need to find a way to beat that bug at his own game.
Yeah, but how, man? He's a tough one. Took three of us down, took three of our Rangers down in one shot.
Meanwhile, on the ship, we see Divatox pacing back and forth angrily.
I'm sorry. You fool! You let the Rangers get away from Arachnator! You had the Rangers right there where you wanted them! You fool!
Do not fear, O Drama Queen. The toxins in my ooze have three of their Rangers down. And nearly out. We should have no problem getting the rest of them during our next battle.
Better not let us out, or you will be the one destroyed instead of it. Got it?
Very unreasonable. If Arachnator does fail again, you fail. And if you do, I would be enjoying injecting you through the torpedo bay!
you, Dark Vile, use that dog to make Agnator ooze more toxic than ever.
Don't talk to me that way, Space Pirate. I'll show you why I am the best around.
He pulls out the lamp that has Gingy in it and rubs it roughly.
Come on out, mutt.
Gingy popping out of his lamp and levitating in midair. At once, right. This isn't going to be good, isn't it?
No, it's not. I order you to make my monsters more toxic than ever. I want those rangers to be defeated now. Do as I say.
Gingy looks at me, smile. What if I refuse?
You are going to be a pound, mutt. Get my grit.
Gingy whispers to himself. The rangers are not going to like this one. Sarcastically responds, your wish is my command, dark puppet.
What was that, mutt? Remember whose has your lamp. And if I were you, I would show some respect to your master.
As Gingy does that on the moon, we see Cyber Rita and Frax coming up with a plan to destroy the Rangers, as the Cyber Rangers are waiting for their next orders.
Frax, we need a monster to have the Cyber Rangers to destroy them stupid power cube.
I have the perfect one. Fire and Fritz.
Frax walks over to the X-File and pulls out a frozen molt orb and puts him in the renaminator, then brings him back to life.
My glorious Empress, may I introduce a new orb? You didn't pass orb direct from the X-File.
New orb, huh? Let's see what they can do, Frax.
My Empress. You don't... If this is what you really want. We will destroy the Rangers with this meat off.
Very well. Now go. And destroy them power pukes for good.
Yes, my Empress.
The Cyber Rangers and the Molt Org head to Earth to destroy the Rangers. Back at the CC lookout, we see the Rangers coming up with a plan of their own.
We need to come up with a plan to stop Deep Touch, Dark Vile, Dark Eclipsula, Cyber Raider, and the Cyber Rangers. Anyone has any ideas? I still want to put Dark Collector through a wall. Plus, we need to get Jack, Maria, and Raphael out of that ooze.
Senorita, I agree with you. Let's take this book down.
Yeah, our friends are telling us to save them, so let's do it. All we need ways to beat and trash that boat.
But we need to beat the Cyber Rangers as well, guys.
All right, Rangers, one task at a time. First, I suggest we deal with the Cyber Rangers. Then we deal with whatever else comes our way with Cyber Rita.
Okay, where to, honey? You know I'll always follow your lead.
I know you will, my love. But how about we take a group of a group? We take a group on the Cyber Rangers, and we'll bring Rias to back us up.
Oh, Rocky, Cam, if we're going to do this, it has to be quick. We don't know what the longer short-term effect of this ooze is. We have to get it off of them.
All right, it's ready. Let's make it quick. My food's getting cold.
Hi, Rocky, you and food.
Rocky, stop thinking with your stomach for once. Jahil, use this food neutralizer. It should work on your brother and everyone else.
All right. Here goes back nothing.
Back at Dr. K's workshop, Trish and Dr. K finished the weapon they've been working on.
This should finish off the Ragnarok once and for all.
Let's hope, Dr. K. Let's hope.
Back at the medbay, this fair weather is keeping an eye on Raphael, Maria, and Jack as Rias walks in to see how they are.
Miss Fairweather, how are they holding up?
Unfortunately, they are not holding up very well as this ooze has some kind of toxin in it, and I have no idea what the toxin is made of, Rias.
Whatever the toxin is, we need something to stop it and fast.
That is true, but we need some kind of antidote for it.
Okay, I'll let you work on that, and if any changes, call me at once, please.
As Rias leaves the medbay.
I will, Rias.
Meanwhile, the Rangers are working on a plan in the mess hall.
We need a way to beat them, but how?
They are machines, right? How about we show the Cyber Rangers some human power? That sounds doable, but how?
Sam, they're machines. Humans versus machines doesn't quite end up well. We gotta find a way to maybe short-circuit them first?
Yeah, but we need a way to stop them first, like a magnet or something. And, by the way, where is Tammy?
Randy is right, but the real question is just how. Oh, and I have no clue where Tammy is at, Yaz.
Heightened senses.
Chris using his red ape ninja powers. Chris tries to sniff out Tammy's trail.
Nothing yet, but we'll find her.
We need to hurry. Who knows what long-term effects they will end up with after this. This is scaring me. My mate's brought to the brink of death. We've got to hurry.
You could see Becky beginning to get anxiety over seeing their friends in such a state.
Maybe we can use one of those old magnets that we can find at any junkyard.
That might just do the trick.
I like that idea, Will. Let's do it.
Just then, the others coming up with a plan, Tammy walks in the mess hall and hears what is going on.
I hear you coming up with a plan to beat the Cyber Rangers and Arachnator. And how are you going to do that?
Well, Sam came up with an idea. Since they are machines, we can show them some human power. But the others kind of chimed in with their parts to the idea. Yeah, Yes, and William mentioned something about a magnet and a junkyard.
That could work. Edmanos, we just gotta get him in the right position.
That is true, but we need a way to find them. Find us. Why don't we just use the junkyard as they are magnets there.
That's a good plan. I say we do it. Let's go.
All right, let's get this done.
Hey guys, I think we found it.
There it is, over there. Let's go.
Start the run towards the magnet.
Let's get this done.
Everyone starts heading to the same position of the magnet. Wait up. For us.
Yeah, we can do this, everyone. Wait for me too. Wait up.
Meanwhile, Rias is walking around the base, trying to work out things as she is thinking about something.
I know there's something missing, but what is it? What can it be?
As she keeps trying to work it out and bumps into Dr. K and Trish.
Ooh. Hey, Rias, I think I have an idea of how we can take down the Cyber Rangers, but it's going to need all of us.
I know, Chris, and this is why I'm working it out.
Chris pulls Rias aside and discusses the plan with her.
All right, I trust you. I trust your abilities and your strategies. I am simply lending my assistance and leadership. I don't want our children thinking that their father wasn't a great Red Ranger or a Gold Ranger for that matter.
I understand, Chris.
Thank you for at least listening, Rias.
No problems.
Hi. Hi, Rias. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, Trish.
You sure? Because you look like you're in a whole nother world, Rias.
I'll be fine. I just got a lot to work out. To do. And that.
Okay, Rias. You know, we are here if you need to talk, okay?
Thanks.
As Rias walks off, Dr. K and Trish head to the mess hall and sees the others talking.
Hey guys, me and Dr. K just finished the weapon we were working on.
And this weapon is like no other weapon you've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this weapon will stop Arachnids. I hope so too, because I don't like seeing Maria, Jack, and Raph being out of action.
My brother has never been out of commission, and he's not going to start today. I promise you that. I hear you, hermano, but we have to smash the bug first.
They helped us out so much, it's only fair that I return the favor. Oh yeah, without a doubt. Let's smash this bug.
As the Rangers are talking, the alarm goes off in the base as Rias runs to the mess hall where the others are and begin to get into action. To be continued, will the Rangers be able to help Jack, Raphael, and Maria? What would happen next? Stay tuned, listeners of the multiverse.
Just that promoting our big shout out to our sponsor Debbie. And it, the website is www.debbie.gg. The promo code is PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. Gotta admit, this stuff is epic.
Hey, Dr. K, what was that product called again? This is Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa, it's called Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, yeah. Has anybody...
What flavor?
Yeah.
Push and Punch is the one that I
got. That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
It is quite yummy.
Well, yeah, because it helps me put people through walls.
Oh, God.
But
Dr. K doesn't know that I also like the flavor Foyt.
Yeah, but hasn't Chris got one called Monkey Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He does.
Just remember, when you put the code, it's got 10%
from the hydration line.
Yes, and when you put in the code, you'll get 10% off your entire order. Again, it's PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces.
As I would say that, it's PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces.
Definitely.
You know what's funny? I'm surprised Vulcan's call didn't interfere this
Trish,
time.
Don't curse it, please. Oh no, Trish, what have you done?
Let's eat the geeks again with our drinks this time.
Hey, what do we got here? The geek squad's back again.
Yeah, what are they promoting now, their little Dobby energy drink? Where's my drink? I've been waiting for years.
Oh, great. It's the two that I win gold in the Numskull Olympics.
Yeah, I'm going to actually say this. You two always come in at the wrong time. Now go!
What is up with you two? Not lying.
So much fun. Let's see what you eat.
What do you think?
By the way, I think you guys should leave. Plays are coming.
Yeah. How about you two get out
of here? Hey, Dr. K.
Yeah, what's up?
You better get that energy drink ready. Because we might need it.
Okay, but on that one, looks like we got a bit of... Putty Patrollers showing up, a group of them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
War type.
Looks like the angry turkeys came back.
Really, Raph? Really?
Some of that fucking madness.
I really need to get one of those and try one of them. Just trying to decide which flavor to try.
Oh, don't get the Dragonzord one.
Yeah, or the Quick Punch, or the Blue Raspberry for that matter.
I might try the Blue Raspberry one.
I'm going full Dragon. You know why?
Why?
It's time for a Gold Rush.
Anyway, guys, just a quick reminder on the website is www.dolby.gg. Use our promo code. PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. Did I miss something out there?
10% off your entire purchase. Let me know the Multiverse Rangers sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Power Rangers?
Oh no.
Oh no. It's Goldar.
What is that weird drink they're drinking?
It's not
weird.
It's called
Dubby.
Okay.
Hey, Golda. You remember the wall? Do you want to go back through it? Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to put you back through it.
Yeah, you should.
What are you talking about yet?
Hey, Monkey, don't you remember that big gold monkey we used to have a long time ago?
Yeah, why?
Is that him?
Oh, God, it's Goldar. I wonder what he's been up to.
Well then, Sean.
I don't know, but you don't look friendly, Bo.
Well, I think we should go before Lutez still has a goes crazy trying to look for us.
Well, get back to work.
See you later, geeks.
Volpar, Skolovich.
And next time,
Volpar, Skolovich.
Volpar, Skolovich. Yes, Lutez. So.
Yes, sir.
Whoop.
You're the buddy.
Let's go, Ranger. Let's go, guys. We gotta chase after these putties. So, don't forget, try the Dolby product, the Dolby products, and say that the Multiverse Rangers sent you.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a gold rush.
Now, let's go get those
gold rush
putties and get gold out of here.
It's morphin' time.
It's morphin' time.
The Rangers fight the Cyber Rangers until Arachnor showed up and blasts Jack, Raphael, and Maria with a paralyzing ooze. As they are laying in the med bay, Trish and Dr. K finished a weapon to help the Rangers. The Rangers came up with a plan to stop the Cyber Rangers. Jahil, Rocky, and Cam are coming up with the secret plan. Will the Rangers finally defeat Arachnor? Stay tuned to find out. It's morphing time!
Power Rangers Multiverse, Episode 10, The Family Reunion, Part 2. We see the Rangers going into two teams to face what is in the city.
Right. Yes, Randy, Chris, Becky, Damien, Dr. K, Sam, James, you're gonna be with me in the city, facing Arachnosaur. You can count on me.
That means we can finally try the galactic gun out. Good?
Oh, good! Time to test that out.
It's high time we get this monster. That we get this monster what he gets. For what he richly deserves, a butt kicking Power Ranger style.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's go wild.
So that means. Okay.
Whose idea was to write this?
I have Trish, Tammy, Jahil, William, Keena Rose, Kiva, and Sam. And we are going to the junkyard by setting up the trap for the Cyber Rangers.
Oh, I see. By using the magnets on them, right?
Yeah, so that means Hill is up.
Oh, Tammy. Why do I have to be the live bait?
Jahil begins to crack his neck and knuckles.
Well, we've handled one of these before. It's go time.
Because I thought it'd be good for you to lose a bit of meat.
Geo then chuckles.
If anyone should be live bait, it's Rocky. He's always eating.
I mean, you're not wrong with that one, bro. Definitely not wrong with that.
Would Rocky agree to this?
Probably not, but we could force him to.
I have more food.
It doesn't matter who's debating. It could be you, it could be Rocky. Let's just get this over with.
Rias and her team are waiting for Arachnator to show up in the city.
We better stand our ground, guys, just in case Arachnator shows up. We got this, Rias. And let's do this for Raph, Jack, and Maria.
Yaz is right. Let's do it for them.
They will pay for what happened to my daughter.
I know, Damien. But yeah, right. Let's get to work.
Powered up and ready to go. Let's see. Self? Check. Mortar? Check. Ready to zap a nasty bug with our brand new bug zapper?
Power up. I'm ready. Let's light him up.
At the junkyard, Lisa and her team is waiting for the Cyber Rangers.
Oh, man. Guys, how long do I have to stand here for?
Stop moaning, will you? This is just the only way we can get the Cyber Rangers out of hiding.
Chihiro, you were picking and you did say it's go time. This is why I love you.
Chihiro, as he heard what Trish said.
Did you just say you love me?
Chihiro, she did say that.
I'm happy for you, Ho. Get a room.
Yay! Finally!
Young love.
Where are those Cyber Rangers wannabes?
Just then, the Cyber Rangers Red, Blue, and Pink show up at the junkyard. Cyber Blue sees Chihiro.
Seems like your friends want you to be destroyed first.
So, that's good. That's too bad. He's kind of cute for a month.
And Pink begins to laugh.
Just like your empress, you should be destroyed for being that ugly and stupid.
Enough of this. Let's destroy him.
Hey, Pinky! He's mine!
You're not going to destroy him?
As Lisa pushes the bottom for the magnets, the button for the magnets.
Huh. Nice job. Three down, two to go.
Just then, a Molt-Orc shows up with two of the Cyber Rangers on the other side of the city. Arachnator shows up, destroying the city.
Mouth wherever you are, Rangers.
It's time to use the galactic gun, Dr. K.
You got it, Rias.
Dr. K lines up the shots on Arachnator and fires.
Yes! Got a hit.
Maybe not, Dr. K. Look up there.
As they all look up and see Arachnator on a building.
Nice try, Rangers.
Okay, trying again. Lock it on target.
It needs to charge up.
Darn it. Okay, let's see if I can get this charged up a little faster. Golden Power Stat! Energize!
Let's give it a try. Lock it on target. Becky, I need you to fire an arrow at one of its legs.
As Nigel opened, you got it, Dr. K. Galactic arrow, fire!
The arrow successfully hits Arachnator in his leg, causing the monsters to tremble over the edge of the building.
Curse you, Rangers!
Better work, guys.
We got this, Rias. It's time to take this monster out. Fire!
Dr. K fires a galactic gun at Arachnitor.
Got it!
Nice shot, Doc.
Holy. Nice shot, Doc. I wish Raphael could have seen this. He would have been so proud.
As Damien says this, we can see the ooze slowly fall off the Rangers back at the medbay.
Oh, wow.
Miss Verwer looks over Maria, Raphael, and Jack.
Oh, wow. I see the ooze is slowly gone.
Maria begins to hold her head.
Oh, man, my head feels like it's been hit by a car. And are you two okay?
Oh. Jack has one hand on his ribs and the other on his head.
Yeah, I'm good. Did you feel like I was in the middle of rush hour traffic? Ow.
My head. What happened? All I remember was fighting a giant spider. I'll make him pay. Where is he?
Well, you three got hit by some kind of ooze that knocked you out. And the others are fighting it now.
We need to help them out and fast.
First, we need to recover. We're not good to the team in front of commission for longer than we have been.
I mean, we can't just sit here and do nothing. Back at the junkyard, Lisa and her team are fighting the Mult-Org and the two Cyber Rangers.
Man, this monster's strong. But it will end up in a wall.
Hey, Lisa. Doesn't matter how strong it looks, we got this. We faced worse threats before.
Yeah. But this monster is not like the ones we faced before, Jaheel.
This monster is not a monster. It's a Mute-Org.
Did you say a Mute-Org, Tammy?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great. Not only are we dealing with these psychobots, but now we're dealing with a Mute-Org, too. Perfect.
Says sarcastically.
Thanks for finding us doing our dirty work, Rangers. Destroying you should be our prize.
You're pretty smart, Ranger. But you're not smart enough to defeat me.
Oh, we're smart enough to defeat you, cyberpunks.
I agree, Yellow. But she'll just use magic to defeat us. Oh.
No, I defeat you by putting you through a wall. You want to be Cyber Rangers?
Hey, Jaheel, are you ready for a tag team match?
I thought you'd never ask. I'm always ready for a tag team, babe. How about we give them a double whammy? With you as my partner, we can't be defeated.
Gia looks towards Sam.
Hey, Sam. Lay on some cover fire, bro.
Oh, with pleasure. How are you Rangers dance? How are you fake Rangers top dance?
Titanium axe. In blaster mode, along SPD Striker, in gun mode, and lies down, covering fire. Sam.
Show that for my power.
As long as we have each other, nothing can stop us from beating you.
We have the power of teamwork, which you don't have.
Teamwork is what we do, and we will not ever hold back on.
Back at the CC lookout, Maria, Jack, and Raphael are watching the both battles on the monitors.
I'm not going to be sitting here and watch our team being destroyed by the Cyber Rangers and a Mewhawk and a Raptor. I'm going to help them out. And no one's going to stop me.
Who says I want to stop you? Let's take those wannabe Machine Rangers and send them back to a scrapyard. I'm in.
Hey, what are we waiting for? Let's go help out our team.
Jack, Maria, and Raphael leave the med bay to help their friends. On the moon base, Frax makes an interesting discovery and immediately informs Cyberita. Frax runs into the throne room.
Your Internet, I have discovered some devious news to share with you.
Don't you stay on busy? Let's be quick.
My apologies, oh evil one, but I was scanning the Earth recently and I picked up the location of a fish-like submarine in the water.
That means Divatox is up to something. Is that all you, Rust Bucket?
Not quite, my queen. It appears that your father is with her.
This is perfect. With Dad on my side, those Rangers won't have a chance against us.
Rita begins to laugh evilly. To be continued. Well, Jack, Raphael, and Maria reach the others in time. Will Cyberia be reunited with her father, Dark Vile? Stay tuned, listeners of the multiverse.
Guys, it's Reyes here, the leader of the Multiverse Rangers. I'm gonna do a shout out for our sponsors called Dolby. That's Dolby .gg, our sponsors. If you want our energy drinks or anything like that, go to them on www.dolby.gg, and use our promo code PR Multiverse. All caps, no spaces. Did I miss something out, huh? I can't remember.
But I don't think so.
You get 10% off your purchase.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
I know I've missed something.
Hey, Lisa.
It's Reyes. It's Reyes, not Lisa. Oh, yeah, it's not Lisa. Lisa's dealing with the situation from earlier on.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, don't forget to tell them they save 10% at checkout.
Yeah, that's right. You get a 10% checkout, 10% off. Well,
discount. And also, don't forget to tell them that the Multiverse Rangers sent them.
Yeah. And
I forget about the shaker.
Oh, and you get the shaker, you get the everything. I'm not saying the word because we might end up, you know. But that's understandable, though. But is
anything?
Yeah,
this time I'm not going to say their name.
What kind of drinks have we got? We got fruit punch.
Push and punch,
Which is Lisa's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We got
a lot of different flavors.
Monkey Blue raspberry.
Yeah. We got
Monkey Madness.
We got the dragons. We got the Dragonzord.
Monkey Madness is part of the hydration line.
Oh wow! Interesting.
Hmm.
Hey.
The cow cream, to like an orange cream.
Ooh.
Oh. Hey, yes, what's that? Come here one second. You know who we haven't heard for in a minute that we haven't seen?
Don't say it.
Hey. Because you know if you do, those two will show up. Boy. Oh, no, not those two numbskulls.
Who?
Who?
Who? Where the heck have Ben and Betty been around the base?
Oh, no. Don't even bring those two up. They're going to make a mess.
Who knows?
Hey, it's the
Oh, no.
Not again.
That's it. Really? You have to ruin it now?
I didn't mention them.
I wonder if they're dealing with Bulk and Skull and Betty.
I didn't know. I didn't know the base was where the Numbskull convention was being held.
Each
numbskull
swirl all over the place.
Hey, where's your son Spike? I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, Ben.
Where's Spike?
Yes?
Have you heard about this Dobby energy drink?
Mm-hmm. Dobby energy drink? Let me see that.
Hey,
that was mine. That was mine you just drunk.
Don't worry. I got you another one.
Rhea, I actually have another one. Here, you can have this.
No. Ay.
It's me, Raph. I don't know who invited Ben and Betty here. And so, yeah, where's your dad? Shouldn't your dad be keeping an eye on them?
Yeah, where is his dad? Their dad.
Right. Okay. So, matter of fact, we have not. Lisa's dealing with the putties and Golda. You know. So, matter of fact, don't forget, though, the PR Multiverse will be around, and we will have. You will get the promo. You will get everything. Use our promo code. Go to dobby.gg. The link is in the description below.
And enter the promo code PR Multiverse. All caps, no spaces, and let them know that the Multiverse Rangers sent you.
Beyond Multiverse. Beyond Lightning Rangers.
That's it.
I guess it's time for a gold rush now.
It's time for a gold rush now.
Yeah. So we gotta go, guys. Say we night. Catch you guys later. So there you go. Okay, we got any shout-outs to do tonight, guys?
Hello. Yes, we do have some shout-outs over here. Jahil here. We have a shout-out for W Energy, the official prop maker of the Power Rangers Multiverse, which is Dozier Studios. Grim the Dragon Tamer, Mike Patron from Combat in the Grid. Goku 2004 is Geonizer Podcast.
Joseph here. I was here, you know, and I have some others to thank. First off, we have Hillary Shepherd, and Justin Nemo. We got Nakia Baris, Jason Font, Dan Southworth, the DiFilippo triplets, J
Jason, David J. Fielding. We got Steve Cardenas. Mm-hmm. And anyone else? Am I missing anyone?
Rita, the person who played Rita.
Yes, Barbara Gertzen.
And Barbara Gertzen.
Yep. Oh, and also, guys, there is something coming up this week.
We have
a special guest coming onto the podcast. You will find out who it is by this week. We cannot say the name.
Mm-mm.
I forgot to mention we can't forget Nakia Baris.
We already said
that.
So, matter of fact, is all this
Karen Ashton.
Karen, hang on a minute. She hasn't done shout outs.
Steve Cardenas did, though.
Yeah, Steve Cardenas.
Rocky.
But what I'm saying is, we have got a special guest, but we can't tell you who it is until you find out.
It's going to be a surprise, Ranger, so.
Very much.
Keep
so.
Turning in.
But,
yeah. So for me and the Multiverse Rangers crew, we'll say good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and may the power protect you.
Time to summon the Dragon Sword.
Okay.